We've all learned that Columbus sailed the Ocean Blue in 1492. We know he had three ships, the largest of which was the Santa Maria. But most people don't know the story of what happened to the ship and her crew. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid. No matter how you apply fertilizer, AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential. Go to AgriLiquid.com.
Well, you waited, debated, scratched your head, and bided your time, but now it's absolutely necessary. You need to make a decision. We know you want it all. Low price, efficiency, fantastic yield potential. We get it. AgriLiquid understands you need to maximize those input dollars. Our products are formulated to keep expensive nutrients available and usable to your crop, no matter how you apply fertilizer, no matter when. AgriLiquid products will maximize your yield potential effectively and economically. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of the nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound up in the soil. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC from Crop Production Services. Always read and follow label directions.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria. Linda Ketchum knows the last of those three ships very well.
This is the largest of the three. This is Columbus's flagship. She's about 78 feet at the waterline and about 100 feet at full length. She's about 22 feet wide.
Ketchum oversees the full-scale replica of the Santa Maria in Columbus, Ohio. Columbus's arrival in the Americas occurred on October 12th of 1492. The Santa Maria never made the trip home.
She ran ashore on Christmas Eve night. The sailors were celebrating Christmas. Columbus was sleeping when it ran ashore. He had a 12-year-old boy steering the ship when the ship ran aground.
With the Santa Maria hopelessly stuck, Columbus had to alter his plans.
He had the ship dismantled. They used the dismantled ship to build a fort. They called the fort La Navidad. And then Columbus had to leave his entire crew of 39 men on the island of Haiti because he did not have room to put them on the Nina or the Pinta.
Columbus returned to Spain, then set out on his second voyage to the Americas, reaching the site of the fort in November of 1493.
Columbus came back to pick him up about a year later, but when he came back to pick him up, he found that the fort they had built had been burned, and the crew had disappeared, so there was no sign of the crew.
It's believed the crew were killed, but it's uncertain what type of conflict caused their demise. We'll have more about Columbus and his voyage next time. As we travel the countryside, in Columbus, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.